This is Community Close Up, a public affairs presentation. I'm Steve Murphy. Our guest on today's program is Walter Savage, the chairman of the Yancey County Commission. He joins us on a regular basis to share with us information, events, and programs going on in Yancey County.
Since I last spoke with you, your commissioners have had three meetings, a regular meeting, a special meeting, and an emergency meeting. I will try to bring you, the public, up to date on what we've accomplished in those meetings. First, we had an emergency meeting held on the 31st of July, and this was primarily to authorize the school board to submit an application for a $1.2 million zero-interest loan. School boards cannot borrow money, and the county, therefore, will have to authorize that and be responsible for that. It's like spending free money, if you will, to spend money that you get with zero interest. It will be paid back, but it's pretty cheap money. We passed this resolution authorizing the school board to do that on the 31st of July. The board had met requesting that we do this on the 28th. The second meeting that we've had was a regular meeting of the county commissioners held on the 4th of August. And at this meeting, we had several special important items to do. We have a young man in our county by the name of Caleb Black. He is a 4-H'er and served the state 4-H as the president for the past year. We asked him to say our pledge to the flag, and after that we presented him with a special plaque in honor of his service to the 4-H program and representing our county. A briefing was given by our chief planner, Jamie McMahon, who is also the chairman of the Broadband Task Force. And in this briefing, he told us that Country Cable will be submitting an application. And this was with the unanimous approval of the task force for stimulus money from the Stimulus Recovery Act in hopes that broadband will be brought to Yancey County. This, as you know, will not happen overnight, but they will be one of the first to submit for this money, and in hopes that it will put us on the track for bringing broadband capability throughout the entire Yancey County. A resolution was also passed approving a recommendation for the State Department of Transportation to name the new bridge which is being built out on Cane River, Bridge Number 9, to be named after a former Yancey County employee of the state of the Transportation Department, Gene Thomas, who was killed in an accident when he was working there, and he lived within a very short distance from where this bridge is being built. His son had come forward with a recommendation and a letter requesting that we do this, and we're in hopes that the Department of Transportation will honor that request. We also passed a motion at the board authorizing our county manager, Nathan Bennett, to employ an attorney to represent the county at a tax commission hearings to several organizations that owe a considerable amount of taxes to Yancey County. We felt that funding for this was extremely important because the size of the tax recovery will be considerable. On the 10th of August, we had a special commissioners meeting, and it was preceded by a public hearing. Now, this hearing was held in order to authorize people, anyone that wished to come and talk about this borrowing of money. We're going to refinance the jail project to the tune of another $980,000. This is what the basic overrun was, and it was money that was provided to build this jail from the general fund. Our local commission in Raleigh has recommended that this is the method to go. We offered all the banks in Yancey County, as well as BB&T, which was the original financer of that project, the opportunity to submit bids on this, and we received the only bid was from BB&T, and it was recommended at the public hearing that this be passed, and at the general meeting which followed at 5:30, the Board of Commissioners passed a resolution authorizing this information be sent to the local government commission, who has to approve it. And when it is approved, and we're hopefully expecting it to be approved within 30 to 45 days, that money will be forthcoming and it will help us to restore our fund balance. These are the major items that have been passed, and I know that our county manager has spoken with you before on several items that are still in progress, the sewer project and the sidewalk project up by the swimming pool, and things seem to be moving along very, we won't say very speedily, but very efficiently, and we're hopefully getting some things done for Yancey County. I thank you for this opportunity to bring this information to you.
Our thanks to Walter Savage, chairman of the Yancey County Commission, for joining us today. For Community Close-Up, I'm Steve Murphy.